Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons throws the ball into Boley, who tags McManus trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak takes first base on ball four. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daljak moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Daljak. Boley reaches second base with a double. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to third. Stone moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. McManus reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. Stone scores. Alexander goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Miller moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Dykes moves to second. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahaffey strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Cochran scores. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer catches it and throws to third to double up Miller. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Alexander trying to get to second. Bishop throws to second, with Boley covering, who tags Alexander for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Daljak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Daljak reaches second base with a double. McManus moves to third. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball towards Semter. Haas catches it and throws to home to double up McManus. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boley hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Mahaffey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Daljak hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Koenig reaches second base with a double. McManus moves to third. Hub Walker pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen pinch hits for Vic Sorrell. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.